Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Kasama ko ngayon, fresh na fresh mula sa Can, ang ina sa Ina Series, si Lina Cruz. Kamusta?
Ah, mabuti naman, Maridel.
So, kamusta ang experience sa Can?
Oh my goodness, how can I explain it? It was really overwhelming for me because, you know, I've been in the industry for like 26 years and I hadn't experienced anything like that. You know, like when nung ginawa namin yung, when we shot the series last year in Brisbane, I had no expectations, but I knew the writing was really good. And I really trusted Rachel and the producers, of course. And yung, when we actually shot it, everyone in it, it was one of those experiences, work experiences, na you just really loved everybody. And every day was a gift. And we all got along. And the work was, I thought, was phenomenal from everybody. Sinabi ko kay Rachel to. Sabi ko kay Rachel, Rachel, you know what? This has been one of the best, if not the best, working environment that I've ever been involved in.
And nung pinapanood ko nga yung series, parang inakala ko nga mag-ina talaga kayo eh.
Yeah.
Ni Madeline.
So we did, yeah, si Triona. We did a lot of backstory before we went into the studio to shoot it. Si Rachel and Triona came to the Airbnb they got for me, and we had, I think, a couple of days. Now we really worked on the backstories and personalized the stories, how it hit us personally. Yung istorya. And we shared it. It's beautiful. You know, pagdating namin doon sa studio, it's like she was my daughter.
So bilang isang first generation migrant, naunawaan mo ba yung parang tug-of-war na naramdaman ni Rachel nung sinusulat niya yung ina?
Yeah, absolutely. Because I actually understood it nung mabasa ko yun, sabi ko, my God, she experienced it firsthand. Yung tug of war ng mother, not specifically yung istorya nun, but the tug of war between mother and daughter relationship, right? Because I'm going through that at the moment. You know, my mom is she's 79 and she lives with me. So, and as I, when I was younger, of course, mother and daughter, we didn't see eye to eye all the time, you know. Typical mother and daughter, maraming mga istorya.
Maraming hugot.
And exactly, my expectations, misunderstandings. And as I'm getting older, of course, I'm understanding her more and more. And I'm still going through that, you know, with her. And so when I read the script, I was like, wow, it really spoke to me. And through that, you know, Rachel was speaking from her point of view as a daughter. And I understood where the mother, because Rachel didn't grow up in the Philippines, you know? So I understood it from her mom's perspective, who grew up in the Philippines. Because I grew up in the Philippines and I know maraming mga
layers.
You know, mga istorya that we tell ourselves, right? Yeah. And we think that, we assume that the other person, our mother or anyone really, na pamilya natin, that because we've grown up together, we've spent so many years together, that they understand us, right? But actually, maraming mga nag-assume tayo, right?
Uh-oh.
That they know what we're thinking. We're not mind readers.
Pero ang pinaka gusto ko doon,
I'm representing her mother,
sa unang bahagi ng kwento, ang hinhin mo, hindi ka nagsasalita, wala kang kime. Pagkatapos, nung naungkat na lahat ng mga bagay-bagay, at nung mga parang nagkaroon ng pagkakataon na yung ibang tao ang nagsasalita para sa'yo. Naniindigan ka. Lumabas yung tapang ng Pinoy.
Yeah, that's right. And that's mga Pilipino, right? We are so, like, I just look at my mother, and not even my mother, like because ako, you know, like iba na ako eh, because I can speak for myself now. I've had to learn how to do that, right? Because iba ang environment dito sa Australia, right? And you really have to stand up for yourself. No one's gonna do that for you. And pero ang mga Pilipino, you know, they inaano nila talaga kung if they can avoid confrontations, they will, right? Nakikita ko yan sa nanay ko. And then pag hindi na kaya, talagang iba na, nagiging ano na, nagiging chili na.
Tsaka yung
and then it comes out.
Oo. Tsaka yung ano,
comes out.
gusto ko yung kinain mo yung pansit pero hindi ka nasarapan. Naiyak pa ako dun sa part na nag-usap kayo ni Triona, ni Madeline. Madaming mga...
I'm thinking about that, naiiyak ako.
Madaming mga katanungan, di ba, na parang tinatanong ng mga lumalaki dito at saka ng mga nanay na nagpapalaki ng mga anak dito. Sa tingin ko, maraming katanungan ang sinagot ng ina.
That's true. See, we're talking, I'm already... Naalala ko yung it's so you know, after we shot it, I just realized, because of course you really study the script, kung how it pertains to the character, and you know, of course it's you base it on real life, right? And actually I understood my mother more, you know, and I love her more because of being able to do this show. So I'm very grateful na nagawa ko to.
Ano ang kahulugan para sa'yo na sa mahigit dalawang dekada mo sa industriya, sa unang, maaari ba natin sabihin sa unang pagkakataon, may istorya kang inilahad na sinulat ng mas batang Pilipino sa perspektibo ng Pinoy-Australian?
It's very specific, and it's very laser sharp ang ano niya, ang observation, her observation about that tug of war ng nanay at anak. And you know, as you said, Maridel, it yung mga manonood nito, especially of course yung mga Pilipino, but it's also an international international story, kumbaga. And it's about, anong kahulugan niyan sa akin is what an incredible responsibilidad, right? And also gratitude that I'm able to kind of represent yung nanay, na because maraming mga lumaki sa mga Australia, yung mga Pilipino, right? They don't speak the language, right? They don't. So, pero pinalaki sila ng mga magulang nila ng mga Pilipino. So, of course, they have an understanding of the culture, but not deep enough na you know, yung mga responsibilidad, yung mga paghihirap nung mga nanay para mapunta dito. You know, that means a lot to me, because pag nakita ko yung nanay ko, it really moves me. And I'm so grateful that I'm able to kind of represent her, you know, her point of view. So I'm so grateful kay Rachel na, you know, talagang, I say this to her, yung ano niya, yung observation niya, and her writing is so incredible. No wonder the Cannes series, you know, they picked it.
So ano naman yung pakiramdam mo nung nandoon ka? Kapiling yung maraming mga filmmaker. At binagayway mo yung bandila ng Pinoy-Australiano.
Yeah, Pilipino. Oh my God. it was really, nung nandoon ako, I felt like I was about to burst into tears. Especially nung nasa pink carpet na kami, because it was like, as I said, you know, when we shot it, I knew that we were doing something special, right? But to actually, when they told me, when the producers told me that it got picked sa Cannes series, I was like, wow. And I cried. I cried for Rachel. I cried for big cry. It's tears of joy, you know? Now, wow, what an incredible, you know, ang galing nun, di ba?
Oo, syempre. Yung mapili ka na lang, award na yun eh.
Yeah, of course, because they chose 6 internationally, and to be chosen, it's like, wow. And when we were about to walk on the pink carpet, I just held, you know, everyone's hand. You know, we were there, 4 of us, and it was surreal. Surreal.
At ang gusto ko dito, tinig ng mga kababaihan yung umangat sa kwento.
Yeah. Exactly. Because, you know, si Rachel, she's the writer and director. Yung mga producers namin, you know, mga babae rin. And yung dalawang, you know, lead ng series is kami ni Triona. So, wow, I love that, you know? Tsaka iba talaga, yung si Rachel, you know, the way she held everyone during the shooting, because you know, hindi it's not easy for a director na everyone looks for her, looks to her for answers during the shoot. And the way she handled it, the way she, her relationship with everyone, I was like, I said to her, Rachel, I really take my hat off you. Ang feeling namin is we're doing something very special, and we felt, especially, you know, I felt that I can, as an actor, I can do whatever I want, you know, and then she will just kind of mold it and we'll try different things. But I felt free as an artist. I felt such freedom when I was doing it.
Yeah. Malaki na ba ang pinagbago ng industriya simula nung nagsimula ka? May dalawang dekada na yung nakalipas.
My God. You know, I never thought, and I'm so grateful na I saw the times na ang mga, you know, people of color, right? Actors and artists are now being considered in every role. You know? When I graduated from WAPA, actually, yung isang, because I was in accounting before, and yung boss ko when I resigned from the job, one of his first questions to me was, he said, you know, congratulations, you know, amazing, but what role do you think will be given to you when you graduate? You know, like, and I was like, what roles? And I was like, I said, George, I don't know. I'm just following my heart. And you know, but I've been lucky, right? Because nung pagka-graduate, I was really amazed when I graduated. The first role that I got was from one of my dream roles, and it's called a Brechtian play. It's called the Trypany Opera with the OWA Opera. And then after that, I went to New Zealand as a boss. You know, like in a TV series. And I was like, wow, that's amazing. But still, I could feel that I couldn't really, I wasn't being considered for, you know, roles in ABC or whatever, right? And then it only happened, I felt a big difference 12 years ago when I got this role from ABC. Now I was going to play a solicitor. Nah, you know, like, and it was a really great role, and I thought, wow. And believe it or not, it was the first time I actually fully fell in love with acting. Because I thought to myself, nako, we're being considered now for main roles and really interesting roles. And I started, in fact, I graduated from WAPA 27 years ago. I started getting back into acting lessons again. Because nag-iba na. Nag-iba na.
Nag-iba na rin.
We're being considered now for everything. It's amazing.
At
isa, I mean, there's still a ways to go. There's still a ways to go. Pero definitely, I think it's so much different than before. Yeah.
But ang mga tulad mo na naghahawi ng daan para sa susunod na henerasyon ay malaking bagay din.
Yeah, of course. I mean, I don't even see my... You know, it's funny, si Kuya Alfred, you know, Alfred Nick Dow, because
yes,
he's just kind of the same generation. He did say that. He said, you know, you're one of the people who paved the way for, you know, for artists, mga Pilipino, ganyan. Wow, amazing to think like that. But we were just really working really hard to get noticed in the industry, kumbaga.
Yeah. But
I'm glad that, you know, we're still here. We're still here.
Maraming salamat para sa lahat ng mga ibinabahagi mo sa mga kwento at sa paglalagay ng puso sa bawat kwento. At congratulations muli, Gloria, ang ina sa Cannes series.
Yeah, panoorin nyo, June 12.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify o sa iba pang podcast apps.